Student parents at New Mexico's community college represent a significant portion of the post-secondary population. And while the state has taken steps to help them, graduation is an uphill climb. A study across 9 New Mexico higher state education institutions by the research center Child Trends found most parents pursuing an advanced degree are taking 6 to 11 credit hours. The nonprofit's Renee Ryberg says most have more than one child, which means they're balancing kids, academics, and a job.
3/4 of them are working, and to make all that fit in the 24 hours in a day, they're going to school largely part-time. 85% are pursuing degrees and certificates.
Ryberg says almost 60% of student parents work at least 30 hours a week. In New Mexico, 3/4 of student parents are mothers, and 33% say they have no formal child care, while the same percentage relies on unpaid relatives or friends. The National Conference of State Legislatures says without access to child care, many student parents may miss classes and drop out. Ryberg says community colleges offer students higher educational opportunities with less financial strain, more flexible schedules, and smaller class sizes. Currently, tuition and fees for full-time in-state enrollment at a public two-year college average about $4,000 per year, compared to $11,000 at a public four-year institution. Nonetheless, Ryberg says many parents, especially women, eventually benefit from a few more years in the classroom.
If that single mom has an associate's degree, she earns $367,000 more across her lifetime. And if she has a bachelor's degree, she earns more than $600,000 more across her lifetime than a single mom with a high school degree.
A recent report on best community colleges by the personal finance site Wallet Hub lists Santa Fe Community College and Southeast New Mexico College as 4th and 5th in the nation. San Juan College nabbed 15th place among the country's top 20. I'm Roz Brown reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.